From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama brushes off taunts from Iran about the nuclear agreement. In an interview Sunday on CNN, President Obama dismissed a tweet by Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, which included a depiction of Mr. Obama holding a gun to his own head. The president said, in his words, superpowers don't respond to taunts. Mr. Obama said U.S. political opponents of the accord with Tehran, particularly Republican lawmakers in Congress, are aligned with hardline opponents of the pact inside Iran. The U.S. Congress, now in recess, is set to vote on the deal in September, with the outcome unclear. The U.S. military has deployed 6 F-16 fighter jets to a Turkish airfield as coalition airstrikes continue against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Ankara opened the Incirlik Air Base to the anti-Islamic State combat efforts last month. U.S.-led forces conducted 16 airstrikes in Iraq and 7 in Syria over the weekend. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi proposed eliminating the positions of Vice President and Deputy Prime Minister as part of a series of reforms to reduce corruption and improve government. The plan calls for cutting Iraq's 3 vice presidents, which include Mr. Abadi's predecessor, Nouri al-Maliki. It would also end party and sectarian quotas for choosing officials and reducing the number of personal bodyguards assigned to officials. Iraq's parliament must still approve the moves. In Mali, a security source Sunday said at least 9 civilians, including 5 UN workers, were killed in a day-long siege of a hotel in the central town of Savari that ended early Saturday with an attack by soldiers that left 4 attackers dead. There's been no claim of responsibility. This is VOA News.